This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Well, good morning, America, and welcome to the show and everybody who may be listening all over the world. My name is Rich Sheban from OffGridMontana.com, and I'll be sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And I've got a couple of disclaimers. First of all, those of you who have listened to me and listened to this show, you know that on USAprepares.com, we do stick up for the little guy. So it doesn't matter what rationale we use. It could be financial, economic, social, political. It could be discussing how political correctness has destroyed or is trying to destroy America. And it's all in the context of giving information, ideas, solutions, suggestions to the little guy, who's running out of options because of the lack of representation, rights, and even restitution under the law. So I want to thank, first of all, Jason for engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I'm going to give another disclaimer of sorts, if you will. And I'm going to start by reading the front page under news and radio on the left-hand column in my website, which is offgridmontana.com. And I'm just going to quote this. Well, quote myself because I put it on there. It says, please be aware that I will continue to do radio / TV shows, but will no longer continue to add them to my website because they are being censored and even audibly changing words, phrases, or are deleting segments of the shows. We are living in a real live virtual reality politically correct Twilight Zone episode diluted by censorship and surveillance. Thank you, Rich Sheban. And the reason why I mention this, folks, is this so-called disclaimer of sorts is because for the last year plus, and it's really accelerated in the last few months, it's very hard for me to make phone calls, for phone calls to come in, especially if it's in the context of any commerce. Emails are being eliminated, whether I'm sending them out or they're coming to me. My book reviews, if you go on Amazon, for example, and you look at my book reviews chronologically, in the beginning from when my book came out, and you look at the positive reviews, the length of time that people spent writing about the book, complimenting the book, compared to the newer reviews, and they've literally deleted some of the older reviews and replaced them with newer reviews that are obviously derogatory, because they do not want political correctness, ideas and solutions, or truth of any kind to get to the masses, because the masses their will must be broken, and they must be submissive for the status quo to feed their addiction to power, money, and control. And even in my book, I've had books show up where the introductory chapter was gone, the table of contents was gone, the first chapter was gone, the second chapter was gone. I've had books come to me where, my book is being printed out of Lightning Source, just FYI. And I don't know if Amazon's behind it. I don't know who's behind it. But some of my phrases, my words, they're being switched around or deleted or omitted or put in different places. So we really are living in this 1984 Orwellian nightmare. We're actually way behind it. We're in the book-burning era of America. And the reason for me reading what I said on my website is because they're literally taking words I say, and they've had this technology for quite some time. They can take your audio words, use your name, and make you say anything. And they can do it live time. They can actually do it video live time. I know that's hard to believe, but I've mentioned this over the past. And for those of you who are regular listeners, if you recall, remember about, 3 years ago, I'm shooting from the hip here. There was an actress, I think she was an Israeli actress, who played Wonder Woman. And people, and I'm reading all this stuff online and saying, why is she doing porn all over the place? Well, she's a millionaire. She's a famous actress. Why does she need to do porn? Well, anyway, it turns out that they have the technology now to take every body part, every mole, every tattoo, your hair, your eyes, your birthmarks, whatever. They can literally make you do anything on audio and video today. Now, there is sophisticated regarding legalities that can be done by checking watermarks and things of that nature. So it all depends on what the circumstance is. If they're breaking the law, can they get down and dirty and really find out if it's a real or fake video? Yes, they can. But for the layperson on the Internet, they can basically do and say anything they want today. So if I get disconnected, which has happened, or if I can't get back, and Jason, if you're listening, feel free to try to call me. I don't know if it'll be successful, but about a month ago when I was on with Vince, they wouldn't allow me to call out. So I had to go outside up on a hillside with a cell phone and call up the engineer and have the engineer call me, and I was able to get through. And this is happening on a regular basis now. So what I'm going to do today, folks, is, as usual, for those of you who have heard me on the air, I plan on being as politically incorrect as possible. In other words, I'm going to stand for principle. For those of you who haven't heard me define standing for principle, it's basically three criteria. It's not rocket science. It's not some great innovation. It's just common sense and logic. And the first one is we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second one is truth. Now, when I discuss articles, which I'm going to discuss some today, or data or statistics, I try to get them from credible resources. And the studying that I do and the reading and research that I do, I try to give you the information in as few words as possible. So if I read an article, sometimes I'll glean maybe two sentences, maybe three sentences out of it, instead of going through the whole thing and talking about just, say, four articles over a two-hour period, which a lot of people do in talk radio. But I like to give as much information as possible, hopefully get you guys curious enough to do a lot of reading and research on your own. Now, going back to standing for principle, after truth, the last one might be the most important. And that is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they are from. And when I say group, I mean skin pigmentation shade. I mean sexual orientation. I mean gender. I mean religion. So if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. And I've been asking everybody, the White House, the Pentagon, every governor, for practice what you preach laws. And I've defined that and given multiple examples over the years. Nobody wants to do it. And the reason is because it's a lot less left-right paradigm. It's a lot more the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. This is just the reason for big tech. Look at where the jobs are in censorship and surveillance. And of course, from the layperson's perspective, why does everybody try to become a Hollywood celebrity or an NFL or NBA star? Because that's part of the distractions. You are paid well to distract the masses with bread and circus. And of course, if you can dumb down the populace, and I give examples all the time, I've probably given countless examples of this. One of my favorites is professors, one at a University of Illinois, saying that math is racist. Math is white supremacist. Math should not be objective. It should be subjective. Does anybody realize, I know this audience does, how stupid that sounds? But this is what they're saying. Lowering the bars of standards and expectations, not just in the context of getting a job and keeping a job, but literally dumbing down the public so the elite can put a veil over their eyes and make them believe and see anything for the purpose of having them being controlled. And, of course, division. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. I'll probably talk about it again today. In fact, I have an article here about Candace Owens, so I probably will get down and dirty into being politically incorrect. And the tool division is, excuse me, is very obvious. We cannot lower the bars of standards and expectations in any way, especially for getting a job, and expect to reward mediocrity and make our country better. Okay, I had to get a drink of water. About an hour ago, I had some granola. Don't eat granola or peanuts or cashews or anything like that before you're going to talk, even an hour before. Okay, so I'm going to just start going into some articles, and I plan on going into many tangents. And I plan on telling the truth, and I hope I am the most politically incorrect person on the airwaves today. Okay, first article. Conservative icon George Will: America needs as much immigration as the economy can support. Next article. I'm going to give them in clumps. Okay, I love that word, clump. Okay, because I'm going to try to put my message with several articles in context, and I'm going to try to give as many facts as possible. Next article, Mexico refuses to name international figures bankrolling migrant caravans. Let me repeat that. This should scare the bejesus out of everybody. Mexico refuses to name international figures bankrolling migrant caravans. Next article. New Mexico in crisis. Handing out welfare to illegals like candy. $1,000 EBT cards. Next article. California begins free health care for illegals. And I'm going to talk about this in detail. I'm going to back things up with facts, give you my perspective and point of view, and let you know how the American people are being fleeced. Again, stay with us, folks. Thank you for being here, and I will be right back after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And I just mentioned several articles about immigration right before the break. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And I know it's a very politically incorrect topic. But my job is to stick up for the little guy, and especially stick up for the American little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners. And I'm going to start with something I mentioned in the past. It's an inflation chart. And I'm going to mention the top six increases, the highest reasons for inflation, and that is hospital services, educational textbooks, college tuition, car insurance, medical care services, and prescription drugs. So I'm going to basically put those in three categories, okay? I could probably put it in two, but I'm going to do three just to put this, my message, in better context. So basically it's healthcare, it's college and education, and I'm going to put car insurance separately. Now, when you look at healthcare, folks, and think about the topic that we're discussing here, immigration. And I'm going to mention a lot more statistics. When someone can walk into a hospital, especially an ER, that costs a fortune, where we can't even go, we have to wait for the week to occur because we can't go into an ER because we can't afford it. And yet somebody who has illegal immigration, they can't be collection agencies can't track them down. They can say they have no money. and they get free treatment. Now, this has nothing to do with what skin pigmentation they are, nothing to do with what gender they are or what gender they identify as or what sexual orientation or religion they are. I'm just sticking up for Americans who have been paying for taxes without restitution, rights, or protection under the law for years. Of course, all depending on what group you come from. So the cost shifting that occurs when somebody can walk into an ER, it's just like when somebody goes bankrupt, okay? When someone goes bankrupt, what does the innovator, the creator, the corporation, what do? They raise the prices so other people have to pay for it. It's the same thing with when you walk into some type of healthcare facility that you don't have any money for. They're not going to turn you away, so they're going to make mostly the middle class foot the bill. Now, college, whether it be tuition and textbooks, it doesn't matter. What happens when illegal immigrants can walk into a college? Maybe at worst pay residential fees. That's called cost shifting. Same thing. Same thing with public education from kindergarten through 12th grade. When a child walks in there who might be an illegal immigrant, the fact is, whether you're a proponent of this or you're indifferent to it, that extra tax for the public education has to be paid for by American taxpayers. Again, mostly the middle class. Now, car insurance. An illegal immigrant can legally get a driver's license in some states. They can legally drive a car. And even if they don't legally drive a car, they often do. And what happens when they get into an accident? Nothing. They don't even go to jail. And if they do, they get right out. But if it was one of us who got into the accident, we have to pay for whatever fees and policies and dents and medical emergency and everything that we have to, we're accountable for. So again, mostly the middle class pays extra fees for certain policies because of cost shifting. And this is what's happening in America. And what a lot of this illegal immigration does, it foments hate, race wars, and it's done for the Democrats to give votes to them, because they are bought and paid for by the globalists. And I'll go into more detail and specificity after the break.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's personal assistant speaking out about the Sunday shooting of Ortiz in a bar in the Dominican Republic. Leo Lopez speaking to reporters in Santo Domingo yesterday after the Sunday night shooting and calling it not robbery related and no doubt the act of hitmen. The 43-year-old Ortiz is now being treated at a hospital in Boston after the Red Sox sent a plane to the Dominican Republic to pick him up yesterday. Executives at some of America's leading companies say new restrictive abortion laws enacted by a number of state legislatures recently are bad for business. More than 180 CEOs writing an open letter urging lawmakers to step back from those laws that were passed recently in states including Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Cheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelly today. And I just want to, when I go over these articles, when I give commentary and opinions on the information and news that's out there, I want people to realize that we are in a very precarious, unprecedented place where we've had over a million combat soldiers die for our freedoms and liberties that we enjoy today. And I think we should all feel like we owe those people, especially those 16 and 17-year-olds who lied about being 18 years old, who stormed the beaches of Normandy during World War II to make us free, or else we'd be speaking German and Japanese right now. So we have to remember that we're all in this together. The silent majority must read up, research up, and speak up. And we can't hedge our bets. Our bet should be for the American people and not seeing who's going to win. It kind of reminds me of back in elementary school, and I've mentioned this before. I remember some of the, some of the older kids in elementary school when Ali was fighting Frazier. This is back in the 60s. Some of the kids would say, Ali, Ali, Ali. And the younger followers would be, Ali, Ali, Ali. And then 5 seconds later, the kids, you know, that's the attention span of kids, right? They go, Frazier, Frazier, Frazier. You know, implying that we all need to root for Frazier. And then the followers would scream, Frazier, Frazier, Frazier. There's not much of a difference right now if we hedge our bet. We have a Bill of Rights. We have a Constitution. We have laws. And if we have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group status or protectionist group status somebody has, which is all theater to divide us. These are all divide and conquer strategies. There's no legitimacy in any of it because everybody, every individual has a special skill set or at least a special passion that wakes them up every morning with a desire to succeed, to have fun, to help others. So that being said, before I talk more about immigration, I just want to mention a quick two-sentence quote from Mark Twain. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot, Mark Twain. So it's pretty obvious what the implication is. We have to stand up for our country. We have to stand up for our people, especially the little guy, because the little guy no longer has representation, rights, or restitution under the law. It all depends on what group you come from right now. So I'm going to mention some facts that I've read in articles over the last year-ish, and I'm going to mention them quickly, and I'm going to mention, just to keep it in context, as few words as possible. First, we have to remember that this is done for the voters. This is done for the votes because the Democrat Party, where you can end that with a P, it's up to you, personal choice, they have been hijacked by the globalists. In other words, they're bought and paid for, same as the mainstream media. So the first fact, over 1,000 Americans killed by illegal alien criminals every year. It's actually in the thousands in some years. So who are the victims? Mostly poor and middle class. Over 900,000 convicted illegal felons roam in the streets. This is an old statistic. Have we seen how many people are coming over the southern border lately? Next, much more crimes committed against the poor and the middle class. Next fact. This is a quote. We are sending a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. Unquote. That is a quote from Hillary Clinton. It's not a left-right paradigm, folks. It's the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. Very little left-right paradigm. Much more aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Now, we're entering a new age of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, which I've talked about in great detail over the last few years, and how that will take millions of American jobs, and it's already taking many American jobs. So when we bring in people, whether they be low-skilled, unvetted, and it most of the crimes against the poor middle class, is it worth it to the American people, especially the little guy who has no representation, to just open up the borders willy-nilly without vetting? I don't think anybody opens up their home to any stranger without vetting. That's why you have locks on your door. It's not because you hate the people. It's because you love the people inside. According to the CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, one in five illegal aliens will go on food stamps if Congress approves DACA or similar programs. Next fact. Non-citizen, these are federal government facts, by the way, okay? Can you imagine what the facts really are? Because the federal government skews everything. And we talked about this in great detail, like inflation, CPI, unemployment, GDP. I know I've talked about that in great detail. And given time, I'll even talk about it again today. So the federal government facts, non-citizens account for 22%, more than one-fifth of all federal murder convictions, 18% of fraud, 33% of money laundering, 29% of drug trafficking, and 72% of convictions for drug possession paid for by the American taxpayer. Now, I don't understand, you know, I live in northwest Montana up here in the northern Rockies. My dream as a young boy was to come out to the northern Rockies and live this mountain man life, live off grid, hunt fish, live off the land, and that's what I've been doing after my 20-year stint in corporate America. And I never looked back. And when I read statistics how Montana is number one for meth use, now granted it's a per capita number, I know that can be debated, but with all this nature that we have here, and I should probably deviate into nature a little bit too today if we have time, but as usual I have about 18 hours of talking points with only 2 hours to do it. So I'll shortcut a few things here and there, but it's always tough. Next statistic, American people are broke. 80% are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's, again, people, it's not about skin pigmentation or sexual orientation or gender or religion. It's about the fact that the American people are broke, okay? Very few toddlers, kids are much older than they say they are, and 80% of illegal alien children enter the U.S. without their parents. They say they're part of the family, but it's not. A lot of these kids are actually adults. Again, Trump doesn't want to shut down the borders. Nobody does. They just want to vet skill sets. Like, let's say you hire a contractor to build you a shed. Okay? I'm shooting from the hip here. If he never built a shed before and has no carpentry experience, would you hire him? Or her? I'm pretty sure the answer to that would be no. Skill sets need to be vetted. This is just common sense and logic. Okay, next fact. More than half of foreign refugees on taxpayer-funded food stamps. One in three caravan migrants have some deadly disease, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, tuberculosis. Now, these are incurable diseases. These aren't diseases that, you know, you live with and it builds your antibodies and immune system. These are diseases that kill you. Next fact, 63% of non-citizens on welfare food stamps, almost 5 million household programs used to help ailing American citizens. So all these millions of Americans who don't get help because the cost shifting has occurred to illegal immigrants, is that fair? Especially when people are put into the kitty. It's like Social Security. You put into the kitty, you take out of the kitty. We shouldn't have a kitty that someone doesn't put into and takes out of. So this is why we need top-down funding. Let the Rob Reiners and the Bloombergs and the Bezos and all these people who say, oh, white male, but yet there's no talk about confiscation of monies from these families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. You know, it's Soros is all these people who are screaming white male, but no, they're not screaming white male. What they're really screaming is let's basically keep everybody down and blame it on the poor middle-class white male. But in the meantime, let's use females, let's use transgenders, let's use blacks, let's use Hispanics, and let's poison us against each other. Let's foment hate so we aren't in the spotlight. That's exactly what's going on. Next point. Most organizations represent the wealthy. So when you hear words like class envy, it's a bunch of BS. And I've talked about, I've done whole monologues on that. But because of time, I'm going to just keep going to bullet points here. Lawyers and judges who allow illegal immigration and do crimes against American should be swiped clean of all wealth and given to the family of the victims. Called accountability. The same rules, laws, and accountability, right? We don't have that. The cost of illegal aliens, $100 billion per year. Next bullet point. We the people have no representation rights or protection or restitution under the law. Next bullet point. 80% of females coming through southern border in Mexico get raped. That was a big article a few months ago. And illegals, 31,000 people for medical treatment under 17 years of age, $98 million spent so far on health care. And this is an article that was a few months old. So the cost shifting that's occurring has nothing to do with what people they are, where they're from, what country, what skin pigmentation, what gender. It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that the American people are broke and they've been paying for the cost shifting and they don't have any representation under the law. And this is what we need to do something about. Okay, I'm going to go to my next clump of articles. And there's only two here. And I do this because, as you can hear the music coming, I never have enough time. I never do. So I will mention these two articles and do commentary after the break, folks. Thank you all for listening today, and I'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I know this is going to be a short segment before the hard break at the top of the hour, so I'm going to be as quick as possible here. The next two articles I'm going to talk about are obviously going to be very politically incorrect, and I'm going to go for it here. But we have to remind ourselves that pretty much everything is a psyop. It's a mind game. This is why you hear racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe. You hear about climate change and global warming and conspiracy theorists, all hater, anti in front of every word, ism, isphobia on the back of every word. It's all divide and conquer strategies to make the people submissive to break their will. That's it. That's all basically the left has, because they're not JFK's party anymore. They've been bought and paid for and sold out the American people to the globalists. So, when you cheat on voting counts and you're buying time with distractions and divisions, and you're anti-truth, and you're anti-middle class, and you're anti-individualism, and you're anti-free speech, which is the rule of law, and you're anti-people controlling their own destiny and not having any more options. Do you want to really live under that flag? We have to also remember, though, Obama put millions of dollars into the Defense Department for propaganda news. We've talked about this. This came out and was declassified. CNN, BuzzFeed, and this is along with the CIA and other alphabet agencies. This is all paid for by the taxpayer dollars. This isn't new information. Why do you think in the last few months there's been so many layoffs? Because they're running out of money. He even put in millions of dollars to fund race wars regarding the propaganda. It doesn't matter. If there's two people who maybe they have a weird lifestyle or they're ashamed of their lifestyle, the powers that be are going to take those two people and call them a victim group or protectionist group class, and they're going to use those two people against the American people. It's an exercise in making people submissive because they're afraid to be called extremist, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater, et cetera, et cetera. So what Obama did, he legalized lying and made it legal fraud. I mean, I'm reading articles that RT, Russian television, from reading the comments and listening to the people who watch it, has way more credibility than our own mainstream media. So, with that said, I mean, I can go into so much depth. We just don't have the time. I'm going to read a couple of articles in my next clump, which is just two articles, and then I'm going to get really politically incorrect about it. First one is Candace Owens blasts scam of feminism in passionate TPUSA speech. Do you think those women are happy? And she makes it very clear that they're not. Next article, Yang Identity Politics. He's the guy running for president. It's a very poor way to win national elections. So I think the left is realizing that any subset under political correctness, that the people are waking up to it. And what a group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status does, it's not being liberal. People are realizing these are divide and conquer strategies. And if you read Marx, Alinsky, Communist Manifesto, Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School, you can see how we're so drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness and that the powers that be are using group identity politics. Why do you think they call it identity politics? Because they don't want the people connecting the dots. But the people are being used. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. And this is why government interventions, confiscation, austerity, redistribution of wealth, all under certain disguises, like words like humanitarian or democracy or sustainable city or Agenda 21, global warming, climate change. This is all leading to a loss of individual rights. And hopefully if I have time, I'll talk about that in some detail today. But I really want to get politically incorrect regarding what Candace Owens has said. Now, for at least in our lifetime, there will be an effect known as the Kavanaugh effect, basically where every white male heterosexual is a gang rapist and that they are not proponents of adult mutual consensual sex, mostly to hide the pedophilia. But when you really look at the fact that so many industries, even Wall Street, is saying not to book hotel rooms on the same floor, don't sit next to women on flights. This isn't doing them any favor. And I'll go into more detail and specificity after the break. Thanks for holding on, folks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.